morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Christmas is 3 days away, but why everyone sounds so sad? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Let's all stand. I want you to turn to your neighbor. Tell them Merry Christmas. As we look back to the year, you know, I don't know what everyone has been through. I don't know whether it's been a good year for us. I don't know whether it's been a bad year, but we have a reason to praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah, let's pray. God, we just want to thank you for this day. We worship you, Father, and we glorify you. We are truly, truly grateful for your Son, Jesus, O Lord, Father God, who came down to this earth to die for our sins and to save us, O Lord, Father. So we just lay everything before your feet, God, all the good, all the bad, all our heartbreaks, all our sacrifices, all our joy, all our wins this year, Father, at your feet. And we just want to lay it all before you, Father, and tell you that you are worthy of all our praises. That you are worthy of all our declarations of admiration, Lord Father God, and that we will keep praising you through the midnight, Father God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So let nothing stand in our way, Father, for praising you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Joy of the Lord. Joy on the inside, inside fire can keep me in. I keep praising in the midnight. Joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Hallelujah. Praising you, Father, in the midnight. Cause I keep praising in the midnight. Joy of the Lord is my strength. Let's sing. I'm trading
my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain.
Laying it down.
I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah, sing. I'm trading my sorrows.
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain.
I'm laying it down.
I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Everything, I've got joy.
I've got joy on the inside. Seems like fire can keep me in. I keep raging in the midnight. Joy of the Lord is my strength.
For the last time, I got joy.
Cause I got joy on the inside.
Yes, God.
It's like fire can keep it in. I keep praising in the midnight. Joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, let's keep praising our God. Let's sing joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Let's sing joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, it is.
The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Sing, oh my soul, oh my soul.
Let this pain, all that is within me, say, The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh. Hallelujah. Let's sing, let it rise up. So let it rise up like a river, it's overflowing. Holy Spirit, let it pour out with no limit, it's overflowing. Holy Spirit, so let overflowing, Holy Spirit, let it pour out with no limit. Overflowing, Holy Spirit, and He rules the world with truth and grace. Glories of His righteousness
and wonders of His love and wonders of His love and
wonders of His love. Oh Lord, we worship You, Lord.
The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh, it's more than a feeling.
The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Sing, oh my soul,
oh my soul, bless His name. Oh, that is redeemed.
Oh my soul,
oh my soul, bless His name. Oh, that
yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my soul, bless His name. All that is within me, say. Oh, my soul, bless His name. All that is within me,
for the last time.
Oh, my soul, bless His name. All that is within me, say. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Yes, Father, we praise You, Lord, we praise You. Hallelujah. Father, worship You. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us. Adore Him. now, worthy Lord.
For you alone are worthy. For you alone are worthy. For you alone are worthy. Christ, the
Lord. For the last time, for you alone.
your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy.
All powers and positions.
us, Lord.
'Cause your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all.
Oh Lord,
all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all.
And the angels cry, lifted high, holy, holy forever. Oh Lord, hear your people sing, holy
to the King of.
Christmas is all about Him. All about the one who was born, died on the cross to save us. He is holy forever. He is alive forever. He is Lord over all forever. Amen? Kaya Christmas is a joyful time. Because we are remembering the greatest gift the Father has given to the mankind, His only begotten Son. So there is hope. We have a blessed hope, church. And that hope is being with Jesus. And that's our goal. And in our Bible reading, I love stories. Especially in the gospel. And in John chapter 9 of our Bible reading, there's a story of a man born blind. Jesus healed a man born blind in John chapter 9. And it says here, John chapter 9 verse 1, as he passes by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? Sino ba yung merong pagkakasala? This man? This blind man? Or his parents? When the disciples saw the blind man, the first question that they asked is, whose fault that this man is blind? Is it because he is a sinner? Or is it because his parents were sinners that he was born blind? Now, while sin may be a cause of suffering according to the scriptures, meron po yan. Sin can be a cause of suffering in Book of Numbers, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in James chapter 5. It's not always the case in John chapter 9. The disciples assume that sin was the primary, if not exclusive, cause of all suffering. So meron na silang conclusion, this man is blind because someone have sinned. Yun yung kanilang conclusion. But Jesus made it clear in John chapter 9 that personal sin was not the reason for the blindness of this man. In verse 3, it says, Jesus answered, it's not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the work of God might be displayed in him. Jesus answered, disciples, you're wrong. It may be true that sin can cause us suffering, but this man, his blindness is not a cause of sin, it's not a cause of his sin, it's not a cause of the sin of his parents, but he has this blindness so that, listen, that the power of God may be displayed today through him. Para makita, maranasan ng taong ito at ang makakakita ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos. Yun ang Pasko. This is the first experience of Christmas of this blind man. And in this story, John chapter 9, Jesus healed the blind man. To make the story short, pinagaling ng Diyos yung bulag nakakita. But I love what Jesus said to the disciples. Anong sabi niya sa mga disciples? It is not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. Jesus is saying it's not the sin of the blind man. It's not the sin of his parents that caused him to suffer blindness. It happened so that through his blindness, through his suffering, the power of God might be displayed. So that the blind man might experience the power of God himself, and that through him, people will see and witness the power of God. The power of God. And if God is in the business of doing miracles, long, long time ago, during his time, he is still in the business of doing miracles for you, for me, for our family. And that's the gift of Christmas, that Jesus was born so that he can perform miracles in our lives. Amen. What are you going through today? Ano bang pinagdadaanan mo ngayon? The message of Christmas is that there is hope in Jesus. That he can do impossible things possible. That's the true message of Christmas. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because we have you. We have you alive sitting on your throne in heaven. And right now, Lord, you are with us. You're in this place as we worship you, Lord. You are with us, Emmanuel. God is with us. And Lord, you know what our friends right now are going through, Panginoon. Kayo na nakakakita ng puso, isip, kalagayan ng bawat isa. You who sees every heart and situations, you know, Lord, every situation of my friends who are here today. I pray, Father, that they will continue to trust you, hold on to your word, and have them, Lord, experience the miracle of their lives, Lord, na hindi pa nila naranasan as they put their trust in you. I pray, Father, that the true message of Christmas will be in our hearts, where we will just trust in you, Lord, and receive the gift that you have given us, to believe in you, to have faith in you, and believe that you will work whatever situations where we are going through, Father. In Jesus' name. So Lord, we declare in this place, you are the Lord, you are God, you are alive, and you will perform miracles in our lives, Lord, and you will do, oh God, what is best for us, regardless of what we are going through. So we will declare in this place that you are good. Thank you, Father. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. And thank you, Jesus, for the gift of Christmas. Thank you, Lord. Let's encourage one another. Let's find a prayer partner. Pag-pray natin ang kanyang pinagdadaanan and let's encourage them with a prayer. Sige po, let's find a prayer partner.
Good morning po sa ating lahat. Advance Merry Christmas! Okay. Okay, may I invite everyone to read with me? In Malachi, Malachi 3, verse 10. Bring the fruitful tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. Let our response be, most gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly present our tithes and offerings to you in joyful obedience. We pray that you would use these gifts to advance your kingdom. Proclaim your truth and extend your blessings to those in need. May you bless and multiply these offerings for the glory of your name as we trust in your steadfast promise to supply all our needs. With hearts devoted to honoring you, we make this offering in faith and gratitude. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heart full of gratitude for your abundant blessings. We recognize that all we have comes from you, and we trust in your faithful provision. As we give these tithes and offerings, we offer these gifts as a sign of our love for you and our faith in your continued care. May they be used for your kingdom to spread the message of hope and salvation and to reach those in need, and that may bring forth fruit in your name. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Praising in the midnight, joy of the Lord is my strength. As I keep praising in the midnight, joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Amen. Again, welcome po sa ating service. Batiin niyo po ang inyong katabi. I'm glad that you're here today. Yeah. Medyo lagyan niyo ng slang. I'm glad that you're here today. Today. Yeah. At this moment po, we will welcome the first time who have visited us, new friends. We have 8 friends who have visited us for the first time. But before that, anyone who had come back for the second or third time, bumalik po kayo, just wave at me. Wave at me. Second or third time. Salamat po. Thank you for coming back. God bless you. So for our new friends, we will call your name and tayo lang po kayo sandali. We will welcome you. We will shake your hand and later we will pray for you. So wag po kayo mahiya. As I call on your name, tayo lang po sandali. Welcome po kay Miss May Ann Lamera, Miss Jane Abril, Miss Myra Laranang, Miss Michelle Arroyal, Sheena Marie Singh. Sige po, tayo lang po. Maria Lisel Ortal, Jessa Abelia, Mark Jeron Yago. Thank you po for saying yes sa invitation ng inyong friends. And we welcome you po sa Living Word Fellowship. Kung wala pa po kayong home church, pwede po kayong bumalik at bumalik at bumalik. And we pray na makahanap kayo ng mga bagong kaibigan. And this church will be a blessing to you. So pagpe-pray po namin kayo. Let's stretch forth our hands at pagpray po natin sila. Panginoon, marami pong salamat. We thank you for new friends who have visited us. Thank you, Lord, because you have given us chance to meet them. We pray, Lord, whatever prayers in their hearts, we pray that you will grant it according to your good will. Pagpalain mo ang kanilang mga ginagawa dito sa Singapore, trabaho man, o anong pa bang bagay, we pray, Lord, that your favor will be upon them. And let this be, coming to this church, be a blessing to them. May they encounter you, and may they know you as their Lord and Savior, and deepen their faith in you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. After service po, your host will bring you to one of our rooms for some short refreshment and then getting to know po. And then if you want to ask something about the church, you po, they can also answer your questions. So welcome po. Kakamayan po namin kayo. Let's all stand. Batiin po natin ang ating first timer at tayo po ay magbatian. Yes, let's go.
Energy. Oo, parang pagod na pagod kayo. Tingin mo katabi mo, namumutla yan sa pagod. Tingin mo. Wala, no? O, tayo ulit tayo. Tapos excited. Hanapin nyo yung ninong at ninang ninyo, ha? O, tayo. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Mangaroling. Praise the Lord for this day. Amen? Amen. Let me just highlight a few announcements before we dive into God's Word. One is ating early morning prayer. Dire-diretso po ito na Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Sunday early morning, 5 a.m. Then Sunday, 6 a.m. via Zoom. So join us if you are available po to pray with us. And then this coming week, we will not have any midweek prayer sa Facebook or in person. Dahil on that day, this coming Wednesday, we will have a service, okay? We will have December 21, 25th, we will have worship service ng 10 a.m. Sabihin mo, may worship service tayo. Ngayon, if you are available, feel free to drop by. We want to take time. Again, I said, the church will be open even on the Christmas day because we know this is your second home. And if you are available, if you are free, you can free to join us. Okay? December 25, we will have a service. And then, of course, in the coming few more days, a few weeks, we will enter 2025. And I just want to share to you a few things. Very important po, we will begin our new set of Bible reading. We will do the reading chronologically. Okay? So you can access po, encourage your care group, ministry, and families to join with us with this Bible reading. Ito po yung download and soft copy and group reading. Maybe at the end after the service, we can flash this para they can do the QR code. So you can join us in our Bible reading. We will do it chronologically. Paano yung verses and chapters we'll put together. So I believe as a church, Living Word Fellowship, we desire to grow deeper in knowing God. And one way of that is through reading the scripture. So take note nyo po, ito po yung bagong Bible reading plan. Then also, in wave 1, prayer and fasting 13 to 19, we will have our prayer and fasting. We want to dedicate the year, dedicate our life, dedicate the church to the Lord. So we will have our prayer and fasting starting in 13 to 19 January. And it will be culminating ng isang all church prayer. But what's different for this year is that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we will have in-person time of worship and prayer dito. And then Tuesday and Thursday will be online. So we decided the church to come and pray with us. You know, there's so much thing that we will face in 2025, but I pray as a church we will submit everything to the Lord. Amen? Because it's by God's grace that we can overcome ano bang pinagdadaanan natin sa buhay. It's also as a church we want to say, Lord, you reign, you lead, O Lord, in our home. So take note, ayan po ang ating mga announcement. 13 to 19, we will have our wave 1 prayer and fasting. But dun sa 19 po, it will be quite different because we are going to call all the workers in the church. Wherever ministry that you are in, we also want to take time to dedicate our life to the Lord as we serve God. Amen? If you're in any ministry, may it be in worship, may it be in sound, may it be in teaching, we will also set this time, sa 19 January, to come before the Lord. You may be in ushering to come to the Lord and offer our life to Him as we serve Him. Okay? So, ayun po ang mga few announcement natin. Just turn to the person beside you and tell that person, I'm glad you're sitting beside me. Yan. Malapit na ang Pasko. Yan. No, time really fly fast, right? The reason why, again, I keep on repeating this, the reason why we are here today, because of God's grace. Amen? Because of God's goodness, because of God's faithfulness. Palapakan natin ating Panginoon. The reason why we are here is because of God's goodness, God's faithfulness in our lives. Now, in a couple of days, we'll be celebrating and remembering the birth of Jesus Christ. And it might not be the exact date. We have no time to discuss kailan pinanganak ang Panginoon. But it's an opportunity for us to remember why God sent His Son. Why God is sending His Son. This season is always remembering bakit nga ba pinadala ng Panginoon ang kanyang anak. And it's always a good reminder at the end of the year and even the start of the new year why God sent His only Son. And I pray that as we've been going through this series, our response is worship. Our response will be in humility. And last week, we have Sister Salve share to us a quote. And sabi niya, it's always wise to recognize Jesus Christ as King. For He has brought us contentment, joy, and a heart of worship. I believe if you are growing in your spiritual walk, if you be faithfully living a life, surrendered life to the Lord, you will experience contentment. Amen? Yung contentment na ito, hindi contentment na walang problema. You still face a problem. When you are a Christian and you surrendered your life to Jesus and the Lord is resting in your heart and you're taking over and you've surrendered your life to Him, it's not only contentment, you also have joy. Kahit may pinagdadaanan, may joy pa rin. Amen? May joy pa rin. Tingin mo yung makatabi mo, may joy ba yan? You know, when you are walking with the Lord, there's joy despite na sinisigawa ka na nga ng amo mo. Dahil may problema ka na nga sa Pilipinas, there is joy pa rin because you know, your joy is not found in the circumstances but in your relationship with Jesus. Amen? But also, it is our response when you know that you have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you respond in worship. And today, we'll continue on with our Christmas message. And I would like all of us to stand as we give reverence to God's Word. We'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. Let's read together. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went out from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of a house of lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who is with a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to his firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat sa umagang ito na kami narito para lumapit, magpuri at magpasalamat. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity na we can look into your word. I pray, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to make your word clear. Speak to each one of us, Lord. Individually, corporately, remind us why Jesus has to be born, why you sent your son. And I pray, Lord, ang respond po namin ay pasasalamat at papuri. Lord, I pray in these seasons, we know, Lord, there's many gifts that we can receive, but teach us, Lord, to value, to recognize the most important gift that we can ever receive in this life is from you. That's your life, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon, sa time na ito. Holy Spirit, come and illuminate your word. We surrender this service to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, if you have been given a choice from this group of pictures that I would present, ano ang pipiliin nyo? Okay? Tingnan natin to, ha? If I given you a choice, ano ang pipiliin nyo dyan? Oh, dali lang. I'm excited. Pag buka na mata, ha? Isipin nyo agad, ano ang kukunin nyo, ha? Huwag kayong mag-iisip. Automatically, let's say, bibigak, oh. Parari, bibigak ka ng 5 seconds, dapat kukunin mo agad. Okay? Ready, ha? Which one will you pick first? Sabihin mo yung sagot sa katabi mo. Yung unang kukunin mo, ha? Kasi mga mamaya magiging spiritual kayo, eh. Okay, wait, let's say, sino yung ticket? Okay. Sino yung LV? Wait, tatlo lang. Apat. Ayaw nyo pa ba sabi, ha? Okay. Sino yung iPhone? Matindi, grabe. Okay, yung maraming Christmas tree, yung mga yan, sino kukuha? Okay. Sino yung may gusto ng Sheng Siong? Konti lang. Talaga, Ate Mary, Sheng Siong? See. I realize this. Many of us are easily drawn to things that's branded, that would come in large packages, and those gifts that's perfectly wrapped. Yun ang a-attract tayo. Automatic, yun ang titingnan natin. Ako, pag tinignan ko dyan, ang kukunin ko, iPhone eh. Right? Some of you, ang gusto yung Sheng Siong. No, automatically, ang kukunin natin, either yung malaking box, kasi baka maganda ang laman. It's natural. We choose something that's grand, that's easily captured our attention, based on our preference and wants, hoping that inside is what we are expecting all about. However, there are moments when we open the gift, we are rather disappointed because it's not what we expect. I remember when I was young, after ng high school, I went back sa Pilipinas. I spent around sa Pangasinan, sa Umingan. I took around about 1 month. I was staying there with my cousin all. At Christmas period that time, may sayawan, may gift. At yung isang relative ko, nagdala ng malaking box. Binigay niya sa ano itong lalaking to, sutil na sutil. So, binigyan yung kapatid niya. Yung kanyang kapatid na babae, syempre yung babae, sabi ko, ang bait-bait ni kuya. Ang ganda ng box. Ang ganda ng box. Binigyan niya, ang bait-bait na kuya. Love na love talaga niya ako. Mga ano yun, mga high school sila. Pagbukas ng box, biglang may tumalon. Palaka. You see, sometimes when we receive, give, we based on the packaging or what is it? What how it looked like. And in the same true in our life, there are times that we see, there are times that we will look at the packaging so nice, but when we open it, we realize it's not what we want. and we don't want it anymore. Probably a beautiful business venture that you were asked to invest, but yet, you know, it went south. Or probably you enter into a relationship, you saw this man and this guy or this lady is so perfect to your eyes, poging-pugi ka, kahawig niya si Alden, pero realize niya na hindi kayo tugma. Or probably you are working, you are presenting the working opportunity. They give you a good high-paying job with all the privileges, but you realize when you start the job, you can't stay the pressure, antindi ng pressure. You see, there are times that yung packaging are too good to be true. And also, the opposite is true. Sometime in life, you know, the packaging and presentation might not be appealing. But pagbukas mo na regalo, that's it. This is the best thing that I could ever have. Do you experience that? I like what Forrest Gump says. Life is a box of chocolates. You will never know what you're gonna get. Now, in life is the same. There are times when the greatest gifts, that the greatest blessing in life are not wrapped beautifully. Hindi maganda ang packaging. And I've titled this sharing, "The Best Gift Don't Always Come Perfectly Wrapped Up." The best gift don't always come perfectly wrapped up. Sometimes hindi maganda yung wrapping niya. Now, when we look at the birth of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift, like what Brother Bogle said, the greatest gift that a man could ever receive arrived in a subtle and a simple way. There was no grand opening. There was no fanfare. People were oblivious. They don't know and not aware that the Savior of the world is here. The true King was born. You see, His arrival was neverly perfectly wrapped up. Hindi maganda yung packaging. Now, similarly, I hope during this period, my prayer is that we will not miss out on receiving and experiencing the greatest gift of our lives. Maybe some of you are experiencing the greatest life of your this time kasi ang laki ng bonus mo. Or probably you have received yung prayer request mo. Or maybe some of us are going to a challenging time. It's not an easy period for you, but you know, I pray that we will not be swayed with all the things externally happening. But let us desert in desire for God's presence, God's love, and mercy to rest upon our lives. Today I would like to share three principles so that in this season, we will not miss out in receiving and experiencing the greatest gift of our lives. And the first thing with this, first point we can realize is this. Jesus uses imperfect moments to draw us closer to Him. Jesus, God, uses imperfect moments to draw us closer to Him. Now, it's very interesting how God uses imperfect situations to lead us to know Him, to know His plans, to know His purpose, and to fulfill God's will upon our lives. Surely, many of us have experienced the kahirapan sa buhay na hindi natin gusto. But we know those situations, God used those moments to mold us and to change us and to draw us closer to Him. Now, if you look in our text, Jesus' birth happened in an unfavorable manner. Hindi maganda sitwasyon. Now, typically, pag ang hari ay pinanganak, maganda ang lugar, right? Maganda ang lugar, safe, and also may available support and even room. However, if you would study how Jesus was born, it was never a perfect situation. Okay. Mustache ko daw, baka daw ano. Ato? Okay, sige. In the perfect situation when Jesus was born. Now, if you would study yung build up, hindi balbas ko. Gusto mo change natin? Okay. Okay.
Just all right. Interesting. Mas maganda to.
So it was never a perfect situation sa kanila, especially when Jesus was born. If you would trace from the beginning until He was born, let's look at it. Let's just do a summary. You see, those time in verse 1 to 3, you see Caesar Augustus and Quirinius ruling over the nation of Israel. In a macro level way, if you look at macro level in the overview, they were ruled by foreign nation. And why did Caesar Augustus required itong degree na mag-register? Bakit? Three reasons. First reason, why they request is because for tax purpose. Kung alam niya kung marami, doon siya magta-tax. Second reason why it was done like this is because it is forcing people to show your loyalty. Kasi kung nag-register ka, ako ay loyal sa mga foreign nation. And third reason, and many scholars said why he was asking people to register, parang mag-apply na kami apart in this place. Why? It's because they want to recruit soldier to be part of their army. Now, that's the few reason. And also one reason is this. In those times, meron emperor worship. Si Caesar Augustus, ang turing nila sa kanila, especially sa pagan nation, is para siyang isang god. Pagan worship. Siya ay considered god. So that's the reason why. And they were experiencing, the people of Israelite, the Jewish people were experiencing a hard time those moment. Parang iisipin mo, parang ang hirap manganak that time. Not only that, if you look, in verse 4 to 5, they were mentioned where did they travel from Nazareth until Bethlehem. Ang layo. They will not go through Samaria. Bakit? Kasi have tension. So they from Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem, it is about 90 miles. At ang nakasakay lang si Mary sa donkey. 90 miles, it means it will take them around 4 days to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. At in those times, ang lupa ay hindi dire-diretso. Wala pang asfalto ba yun? Tawag yun? Hindi pa ganun. Rocky places, akyat, baba, akyat, baba. At ang kasama ni Joseph ay buntis. Ngayon, sino naka-experience buntis dito? Mahirap ba magdala? Ano pa, ikot-ikot pa, lakad-lakad? Hindi madali, right? So it was not a perfect situation again. They were traveling and it was also dangerous because if you would travel this route, there are robbers that would even take things from you. So it's very unsafe for the travel. And lastly, look at this. Not only in the macro level, but in their external situation, but also when pag ianganak na si Jesus, ang sabi doon, there is no room. No room in the inn. Verse 6 to 8. Wrong time, wrong place. There is no room for the baby to be born. Walang lugar. Kaya ang ginamit na lang nila ay manger. Now, if you put all this together, it seems that it's not an ideal situation. Not an ideal situation for Jesus to be born. It's an imperfect scenario. Pag ikaw ay manganak, gusto mo perfect lahat. Maayos. May nurse. May doktor. Nagpakita ka na sa lahat-lahat na. Pero ito, parang ang hirap ng sitwasyon. Yet what we can learn in this text is this. God works through imperfect situation to reveal the perfect Savior. Despite of the imperfect situation they're in, yet God uses those moments to reveal the perfect Savior. Perfect Savior. Now, if you look at this situation, parang sabi ng iba ay random events to. But you know, it's a conjunction of intention. What is a conjunction of intention? God has already laid out may plano na ang Panginoon. Pinili niya si Joseph, sabi doon, lineage of David, and then he will be from Nazareth, and all those promises, those prophecies that where Jesus will be born, God already saw them, and God surely will fulfill them. One thing we learn here is that despite of our imperfect situation, God uses those moments to reveal who He is. So let us not doubt. Because remember that He's doing something. Ang kailangan lang natin gawin is katulad ni Joseph and Mary. They keep their promise. They keep na gagamitin sila. And they were obeying faithfully. And what did the Lord do? He fulfilled it. One thing we can learn is this. God can transform even the most unfavorable circumstances to fulfill His purpose. May plano si Caesar. May plano yung mga government. May mga situation na you can never control. They can never change yung terrain. But yet, the Lord uses those moments to fulfill His purpose. Kaya tapikin mo yung katabi mo. Kamusta ka na, kapatid? There are moments na hindi natin naintindihan, right? Hindi natin alam kung saan. Lord, next year, saan ako magtatrabaho? Lord, next year, paano ito? But you know, those moments na pinallow ni Lord for us to experience a time that where God will reveal more of Himself. That we can never find a Savior in ourselves, not in our strength, not in our intellect, but we can find Savior in Jesus Christ. Amen? God can transform those moments to lead us closer to Him so that we can trust Him and worship Him and honor Him with our life. I see Jesus can step into the most messiest life ever and change it. So first thing we learn is this. Imperfect moments offer an opportunity for us to draw closer to the Lord. Okay? Now, if you look again in the text, not only in perfect situation, but the birth of Christ was simple and subtle. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, simple and subtle. See, Jesus' arrival was unnoticed. Kunti lang may alam. You read Luke, in the earlier verse, a few only people discern that the Savior has arrived. And He came quietly, without fanfare, without malaking announcement. Pag if you notice, if you want to do an announcement, kurari, tandaan nyo, nag-concert si Taylor Swift. How many months yung kakadalang promotion? Galit pa nga Pilipinas, bakit daw hindi sila? They took many months to promote. But you see, Jesus who's never been promoted, His arrival was quiet. Now, if you would compare the first few verses and the second last verses of our text, there's two type of king that being presented here. Two type of king. The first group of kings are the rulers of the world. Ano sino yun? Is that Caesar Augustus and Quirinius, the rulers of their world. But the kings of kings, there's a comparison if you read. One, it shows sino yung condition ng rulers of the world. And the other is the King of Kings, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Now, let's look ano ang characteristic ng rulers of the world. One, they are sitting in their throne and they're wearing their robes. Hari sila. And they, when they make a command, everybody follows. And they will consider they are consolidating power. Remember, when they were doing this, they were consolidating power. They were hierarchy in social order. You cannot approach Caesar Augustus by anyone. Hindi mo pwedeng lapitan. Hindi mo nga pwedeng lapitan yung presidente ng Pilipinas. Hindi mo pwedeng lapitan ang prime minister of Singapore because may hierarchy. Hindi ka pwedeng makalapit. Because there's power, there's influence and might. Now, I was reading this and contemplating this. It brought me to 1 Samuel chapter 8. Ano ba yung 1 Samuel chapter 8? Ito yung the time when the Israelites were asking for a king. They say, we want to have a king. But Samuel reminded, if you will have a king, ito mangyayari. He will take your sons and appoint them to his chariots. Some will plow in his ground and reap his harvest to make them his implement of war. He will take your daughters to perfumers and cooks and bakers. And he will take the best of your field and vineyards. The rulers of the world wanted more power, influence, control. Ang focus nila ay sarili nila. Pero look at the Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. He was born in a manger, wearing swaddling cloth like a normal baby. No one noticed his arrival. In those times, he was insignificant. But yet, he engages, it represents that he engages with the lowly
in the ordinary. It represents humility. Now, if you read Philippians chapter 2, let me read to you. It says here, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form as a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in the human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Yes, he's all powerful. He is almighty, yet he came down to reach down to the humble, to the ordinary. You know, when I was summarizing ito, I arrived this simple conclusion. While man strive to claim and assert power, acting as if he were a god, small g, Jesus revealed his true strength through humility and love, reaching out to the simple and the humble. There's two types of kings as presented here, the rulers of the world. Pero yung hari natin, Jesus, ay hindi katulad ng rulers ng world, he wants to reach out. Now, this leads me to the second point. Jesus revealed himself through quiet humility rather than through display of majesty and splendor. Yes, he can show his might. He can show his power. He can do that. But he chooses to come in posture of humility. Posture of quietness. Now, let me share to you some practical ways how we can apply this. First thing, don't let the world sway you easily. You see, the world will influence us to be like Caesar Augustus or Quirinius. The world will influence us to focus on self, to focus on our want, to focus on our power, to focus on our what we can get. That's what the world will always sway to us. Even especially during this time of Christmas, paminsan nami-miss natin yung true essence of Christmas, right? Na is about Jesus Christ, our Lord. Ang focus natin ay ibang-ibang bagay. I was walking with my family a few weeks ago. We were in Orchard. May maraming sale. Sinong gusto ng sale? Maraming sale, oh. Pero wala kami pambili. Naubos na. Pambayad. A lot of sale. A lot of things. Maraming makan. Tingin mo yung katabi mo, tumaba na yan. A lot of us eating here, eating there. Sino nakapunta na Christmas ng party ng at least twice na? Taas kamay. How about 5 times? And sometimes we lose focus, right? Yes, we have fun. Nothing wrong with that. Blessing the Lord for us to have fun. But we should not be swayed like the world sway that you will become like this king. Augustus is about you, about what you can get. Dangerous yon, mga kapatid. I was in a taxi, sabi nung taxi driver, with my family going to church, sabi nung taxi driver, you know my favorite Christmas song? The hymn. Wow, sabi ko ba? That song. I love the song. Of all the Christmas hymn, I love this song. You know what song, sir? Last Christmas. Sabi ko, napaisip tuloy ako, anong last Christmas? By who? George Michael. Baka nasaktan siya, kaya mo siya. So, I keep quiet. I'll calm down. Sa kanya kasi, of course, hindi naman siya believer. So, that's the way the world works. Sometimes na focus. Sabi niya, ang greatest song, favorite song ko, Last Christmas. Tanong niyo si Ewoks. Last Christmas by George Michael. Sabi ko, Christmas song ba yun? Kasi, tapos kinanta niya pa, Last Christmas. Hindi, kinanta pa ng anak ko sa likod. Yeah, that song's very nice. Last Christmas, I give you my heart. You see, we can be easily swayed by our own wants and our own needs. Now, this is another song. Ito, alam na alam din ito. Papakita ko yung lyrics, ha?
Yung lyrics ganito. Sabi nung kanta ay ganito. Kay sarap matanggap ng para bang problema mo ay na? Aha, alam na yan. Napahokus-pokus. The next line. Pambili ng paghanda sa lahat ng halos solve na lahat kung may Christmas. Ano ang focus ngayon? Ano? Ano ang focus ng kanta? This is the world singing, ha? Bakit bonus? Bakit pera? Para ma-focus-focus ang lahat na problema. Tapos yung lyrics ng chorus. Alam niyo yung chorus, right? Kahit ibigay niyo na ang aming Christmas bonus nang maging maligaya tayong lahat ng araw ng see, deviate the focus now. Sabi ng isang sister sa akin, Pastor naman, wala nga kaming bonus eh. And it focuses. And some of us, napofall niyan, parang, Lord, sana mataas ang aking makuha. Sana mayroon mang angpaw, naka-red packet. Don't be easily swayed. Kung wala man matanggap, praise the Lord. Humanap ka na may party, buta ka na lang doon. Pero praise the Lord. Do not be easily swayed. You might not get the gift that you want, but praise the Lord because Jesus is the reason of Christmas. Amen? Amen? Don't let the world sway you easily. Don't let the world sway you easily. Don't let, also second point, don't be blinded by allure of fleshly lights. Don't be blinded. Take time to be silent and be with the Lord. Take time. Don't be blinded. Ako na, nag-Instagram ako, paminsan, dinidelete ko paminsan Instagram ko. Pag login ko, sale here, mayroon 20% discount. Nakatakot. Kaya ako takot na takot pumunta sa IKEA. Bibili ka lang ng light bulb. Marami ka na nabili. Ang nakatakot. Don't be blinded with the allure of flashing lights. Now, there's a quote that I saw. Sabi dito that amid of joy and busyness of the season, we often overlook the most important tradition, spending time with Jesus. Ironically, during the time meant to celebrate Him, we may neglect this vital relationship. We struggle, our struggle many of us face at some point. At some point. I remember when I attended a wedding, and I shared this to some of you before. I went to a wedding and everything was grand and yung lalaki ay kumakanta. Yung bride nandun, yung groom nandito, kinakantahin niya yung bride. Kinakanta niya yung love song. Pero yung mga na-invite niya, alam niyo nasa saan? Nasa dalawa. Nasa kainan, kumakain. Or nagpipicturan sa photo booth. Hindi nila ina-appreciate na itong lalaki na out of tune, kumakanta sa kanyang asawa. Hindi nila na-appreciate. Konti lang. And at times, ganun tayo, right? It's Christmas season. We focus on a lot of things. But you know, the real reason is because we ought to thank the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for sending His Son. So don't be blinded. And lastly, don't lose heart. Jesus is close to the brokenhearted. I was repeating the statement. He come to the humble, to the marginalized. And later part, in next sa 25, we're gonna dive into the next few verses. Jesus never lose focus. He look, even if at this season you feel broken, lonely, and sad, isolated, remember Jesus is near. He never forget you. He never isolate himself. The king isolate himself. Pero Jesus is the one who came, even gave birth, even came and was born in a manger. Why? Because he want to associate himself to the broken, to the marginalized, to the isolated. Siya pa ang lumapit sa atin. So don't lose heart. Sabi mo sa atabi mo, don't lose heart. Jesus uses imperfect moment to draw us close to Him. Jesus revealed Himself to quiet humility, but also, third point, Jesus value an open heart. Despite the chaos, far more than one that's crowded,
and unwelcoming. Now, when Jesus was born, we read there's a problem. In verse 7, it says here, and she gave birth to a firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. There was no place. Walang lugar na pwedeng sila magstay. Now, when you read this, imagine this event, we have many ideas. Some, ang ating mga pinapanood, sometime the movie, nakita natin si Mary and Joseph walking around and looking for a place, right? Nagnanap. Naghahanap ng lugar para manganap. And some also suggest that Jesus was born in a cave. And for us to understand why there's no inn, we have to go back to their context. Kasi yung like knocking, yung cave, is probably the interpretation. For us to understand the text, you have to go back. Ano ba ang situation those time? And there's three things why there was no place in the inn. Three things. First, understand natin in structure in those time. In those moment, ito ang structure ng bahay ng isang typical na Israelite family. Up and down. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, up and down, social. Up and down. Sa second floor is the family room or the guest room. Kaya palagi sinasabi ni the Lord, go to the upper room. Then after that, yung rooftop. Alam niyo yung binababa yung may, ano? So, eto yung typical. So, the second floor is where they would stay. And then the first story, that's where they will keep the animals. Yung sheep, yung donkey, yung camel, kung saan man. Hindi nila iniiwan sa labas. Bakit? Baka manakaw. Kasi in those times, pag may ganito ka, mayaman ka. It's an asset to have sheep. It's an asset to have goat. It's an asset to have donkey. So they will keep it sa first floor. Now, bakit naman sabing, Pastor, bakit naman walang inn? So those people would often stay sa second floor. Now, Pastor, sabi nila, nagnanaking sala, Bethlehem is not a malaking, hindi siya malaking syudad. It is just a simple barrio. So wala silang commercial hotel that time. Hindi sila pwedeng may Airbnb. Walang Airbnb noon. Saan sila titira? Sa mga relative nila. So this is the structure and three things here. What is that inn? Inn is not just a strip. There's many meaning of inn. One is a lodging place, but it also speaks of a guest chamber or eating place. Now, if you understand the text, it is focusing more that in that particular room, walang space. Bakit? This leads us to the second point. There are many people traveling. Imagine, sabi ng hari, kayo ay pumunta sa mga different town ninyo and then you register. So there's a lot of people registering. So there's a lot of guests. And lastly, why there's no room in the inn? Giving birth is messy and ceremonially unclean. Ayaw ng tao, one, ayaw na ma-disturb. A second, pag may nanganak, at least 6-7 days, hindi pwede kayong lumapit sa kanya. Kaya, that's the reason why there's no room in the inn. Now, if you compare these two, the guest room is full and also uninviting, yet the manger is messy and dirty, yet is welcoming. I would like to represent this, the condition of our heart. Some of our heart is crowded heart. Some of our heart is an open heart. Yet it's messy, but still open. Where did Jesus born? In the manger. You know, I learned this. Jesus never turns away an open heart, no matter how messy or chaotic it may be. Ano kayang condition nating puso natin ngayon? Is our heart crowded? Crowded with our own things. Crowded like the kings in those moments. Crowded with all our wants. Crowded with all our heart's issue. Crowded with our bitterness and frustration. Crowded with all our desires. that there's no room for Jesus to reign. Or ang puso natin is like a manger. Messy, hopeless, yet you are open for the Lord to come. Ano kaya ang puso natin? You know, mga kapatid, I don't know your situation this moment. But let me encourage you, Jesus never turns away an open heart. I believe the Lord knocks in each one of our heart. And He wants to rest and be with all of us. But what kind of heart do we have? A heart that's full of self? Or a heart that's open? Now, it doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. It's just simply open. Kung ako ay si Joseph that time, parang ang hirap manganak sa Sabsaban, right? Kikita ko, misis ko, wala pang epidural nun. At alam nyo paano, ginresearch ko, alam mo paano sila nanganak, hindi nakahiga, nakaupo. Sabi ko, paano yun? Ang hirap, paano nakaupo? And all the situation yet, when Jesus was born, it was in a manger. You know, brother and sister, I rather have my heart be a manger. Undeserving, messy, chaotic, pero open sa Panginoon. There's no pride, there's no saying na Lord, because some of us have become self-righteous, or maybe some of us have become so crowded with our own things. Yet our heart is closed. You know, God wants to rest in our heart. And He never turn away any hearts that's open. Kahit marumi, kahit chaotic yon, Jesus want to rest in this heart. Amen? You see, when Jesus was born, no matter how messy it is, it changes everything. It changes the situation. Ang ngayon, ang pinaka-importanting room noon ay hindi na yung guest room, but yung manger. Tanong mo katabi mo, anong puso mo ngayon? Punong-puno ba ng bagay na ayaw mo bukas sa Panginoon? O puso na kahit marumi, isusurrender mo sa Panginoon? But when you come to the Lord with that heart, that Lord, I made a mistake. Lord, I failed you. But if you have that open heart, the Lord will minister to you. And He will be the one that cleaning up and making sure that place is the most beautiful place in the world. As a summary, let me summarize this. Jesus uses imperfect moments to draw us closer to Him. If any one of you are going through challenging moments, full of uncertainty, let me remind you and encourage you. God can use those moments for you to draw near to Him. Amen? Second, Jesus revealed Himself to quiet humility, not with loudness or grandeur, so that He can associate with the lowly. But importantly, He values our open heart despite of our chaos inside. I asked earlier on, what's the greatest gift? What's the best gift? We all choose. Ngayon, piliin mo dyan. Anong gusto mo dyan? Mukhang walang laman lahat eh. May I lead all of us to be reminded as I call upon the worship team, the greatest gift we have is Jesus Christ. And when He came and was born in a manger, may plano na ang Panginoon that in coming years He would die on the cross so that He would save each one of us, be reconciled and cleansed. That's the greatest gift we could ever have. Amen.
And what I experienced, ano ba yung mga gift? Marami sa scripture. But let me encourage you a few things. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Now, this abundantly is not financial, huh? But spiritual. And that greatest abundant life is when you have that relationship with Jesus. But also in 1 John, it says, and this love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we may live through him. The greatest person who have ever received the greatest gift is one who have joy, contentment, and one that have a heart of worship. So my challenge sa atin lahat ngayon, ano ba ang condition ng ating puso? Tanong mo sa katabi mo, crowded ba yan o open ba yan? Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Amidst of all celebration, my challenge, church, is for us to set our hearts on the Lord. Amen. Wala man fanfare ang ating Christmas. Hindi mo naman nakuha yung kanta nila. Ages ba yun? Age, yeah. Yung Christmas bonus. Okay lang. Dahil nandito ang ating Panginoon. Amen. I tell you a story before we worship the Lord. Many years back, my mom and dad were working. Sabi ko, buti pa yung ibang pamilya mayroong Christmas party. We don't normally have kasi mama ko ay nagtatrabaho, papa ko overtime. Handa namin suman tsaka cook. Suman pati cook. Dito sa Singapore, ha? But I learned that time kahit suman ang cook, basta nandun ang presensya ng Diyos, masaya ang puso. Kaya, sino man magsusluto ng suman sa 25th? Okay lang. We want to come here and they're gonna worship the Lord and say, Lord, you are our Savior. What changes everything is that the gift that we receive, those are good, it's just temporary. But the greatest gift that we can ever receive is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's just open our hearts to the Lord and worship Him. To you, our hearts are open. Let's just worship Him.
To you, our hearts are open. To you, our hands.
Let's lift our hands to God. Yes, Lord.
Take the pains of honor.
Together in this place of worship. Let's sing verse 1. Yes, Lord, we proclaim your greatness, God. Let's lift our hand and say, we stand as one.
We stand as one and give you all glory.
To you our hearts,
to you our hearts are open, to you our hands we raise, take the place of wondering how
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel,
our God is with us,
our God is with
holy
us,
holy God,
Prince of Peace, mighty one.
living God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Our God is with us, Prince of Peace, Mighty One, the ever-living God. To you our hearts are open, to you our heart. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. To you our hands are raised, to you our hands we raise. Come take the place of honoring, our love for you alone our worthy. For you alone our worthy.
Here in Zion,
here in Zion you are praised,
our Lord and King,
our Lord and King. Forever you will reign,
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel. Our God is with us. Prince of Peace, Mighty One, the ever-living God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
Our
God is with us.
He alone for the last time.
For you alone.
Reminding us, despite, Lord, the imperfect moments, situation we may face, you use those moments to draw us near to you. Also, remind us to take time to be quiet. In this moment, Lord, na maraming nangyayari sa aming lugar, sa aming sitwasyon, teach us to be still before you, to bask in your presence, to worship you, to encounter you in a personal way. Worship you with our lives. And also, Lord, I pray kung sino man rito sa aming time na ito, o even nakikinig ng sermons online, na they have a heart that's full and crowded. I pray, Lord, that ma-realize namin kung anong bagay na yon na kailangan namin i-surrender. But also, Lord, I pray for those who have chaotic heart, a messy heart. Remind them, despite of that those condition, if that heart is open, you are willing to come and enter. So we thank you, Lord, for this word that we have received today. I pray, Lord, that in the midst of all the gifts that we receive, the greatest gift we can ever receive is you and your presence in our lives. Salamat, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Let's just raise our hands and receive the benediction. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherd, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. And may the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Panginoon, salamat for this day we have. Even Lord, these coming days will be Christmas. I pray that our heart will be focused on you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us in our service. Praise the Lord.